Howdy, Rosie.
Howdy, Bing. Got a Melody missile you'd like to put into orbit for General Electric light bulbs and Fels and Company?
I don't know if I want to go that far.
You don't want to?
Melody missile.
Yes?
I've got a little thing here that's kind of a small little shot in the arm. Stand back now. I'll just kind of give it a little poof.
It must have been moon glow, way up in the blue. It must have been moon glow that led me straight to you. I still hear you say, dear one, hold me fast. And I start in praying, oh Lord, please let this last. We seem to float right through the air. Heavenly songs seem to come from everywhere. And now when there's moon glow, way up in the blue, I always remember that moon glow gave me you. That moon glow gave me you.
Oh, you just can't beat a little bitty old moonlight, huh, of a night. You know, Catherine and I needed some moonbeams a few evenings ago. A flock of guests turned our petunia bed into a parking lot.
Accidentally, of course.
Well, I suppose so. And our lawn had more dents now than the sidewalk outside Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Bing, you better try a couple of General Electric Par floodlights.
Par floodlights? Rosie, we want to light up our driveway, not a golf course.
No, Bing. P-A-R stands for Parabolic Aluminized Reflector.
It do?
Yes, it do. Honest.
Ooh, fancy you knowing that. I see why they call them par floodlights. Where do I put them?
Why, you put them on the corner of the house or on your garage. You can do it yourself. Joe did.
Yes, I'll bet. What if it snows or rains on this lamp? It always rains when we have a party.
Well, I can answer that, Bing. GE par bulbs are built for rainy parties. They're weatherproof, sealed up tight, so tight that the reflector inside never needs cleaning. Well, we've used a pair of par floodlights for years.
And you haven't lost a guest yet, huh, Ken?
No, we haven't had any burglars either.
That's an item of grave consideration, too.
Yes, it is. And another thing. General Electric par bulbs come in six attractive colors, as well as the plain, clear glass. Folks with nice gardens or shrubbery can show them off at night.
Sometimes my lawn could use a green light. Is green one of the colors?
Mm-hmm. And yellow, red, blue, pink, and blue-white.
No pomegranates, huh?
No pomegranates.
Oh, shucks. But I'll tell you something. GE's liable to make exterior decorators out of us. Remind us after the show to get some GE par bulbs.
Shall we have some music now, Rosemary?
That's what I'm here for, Ken. My song is the morning music of Montmartre from O Captain.
Hey, there's music in Montmartre 24 hours a day. What hour of the morning?
Well, just listen. The song explains itself.
That's the way with songs, isn't it?
The morning music of Montmartre creates a certain feeling. And Sunday morning in Montmartre is when it's most appealing. The concierge with sleepy eyes starts her daily chores. The florist gets his day's supplies and opens up his store. The church bells play a rondelay. The city rhythm starts, and every note's a sweet sound. Small side street sound. This is the morning music of Montmartre. their morning play. The sun is warm and mellow. The lark is in the key of A. The dove is playing cello. Bonjour, monsieur, madame, mademoiselle. Cheerful voices blend. That's music from the small hotel, as friend is greeting friend. The cycle bells that gaily ring are proud to play their part. This is the day we rest up and get dressed up, sharing the morning music of Montmartre.
Imagine being able to say, 1, 2, shine your shoe, and mean it. Well, that's just what you do with Penny Shine, the self-polishing liquid shoe spray. In just 10 seconds, you can spray on a beautiful, sparkling 10-day shine on black shoes, brown shoes, any color shoes, and cover children's scuff marks, too, all from the same giant can. Get Penny Shine, another fine turtle wax product. Family-sized giant can, only 98 cents everywhere.
I've been away from you a long time. Never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real near you. I long to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in B.I.X. Even though my mammy's waiting, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north gonna see me no more when I go to the Swanee shore. Swanee, Swanee, I'm coming back to Swanee. Oh, Mammy, little Mammy, I love the old folks at home. How I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in PIX. Even though my mammy, oh, she's waiting for me, needs me, desires me, down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to the Swanee. Yes, when I go to the Swanee shore.
Nice blast off, Bing.
Yeah, I took off like a rocket, huh?
Yeah.
Was I up long?
Everything is rockets now, you know.
You bet. Are you girls interested in rockets?
Sure, everything that goes up, including hemlines.
You know, I hear they're going to send mail coast to coast by rocket.
Yeah, I heard about that, too. I wonder how long it'll take one of those rockets to go from New York to San Francisco. About an hour?
An hour or less. Of course, at first, there may be some problems, you know, with the rocket mail.
What problems?
Well, a rocket zooming from, let's say, New York to San Francisco might overshoot its mark, you see, and in that event, the mail could land in a pineapple patch in Hawaii.
Could be. Or in a goonie bird's nest on Midway.
Perhaps even in a bathhouse in Tokyo, huh?
You're dreaming.
Well, wherever it lands, it'll get there fast.
That's the idea, you see.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in for some big, big changes.
Even if it only means rocket mail for goonie birds.
Well, we sure are in for changes. Some English scientists claim that by the year 2000, an entirely new breed of humans will appear on Earth.
About time, don't you think?
You're being a little bitter, aren't you, Bing?
No, not at all.
Well, they say these new humans will have 2 heads and 4 arms so they can, well, deal with the complications of civilization.
Things are going to be that complicated?
No, apparently that's what these fellows said, and You know, after all, Bing, the year 2000 isn't very far off.
You know, with all those extra heads, you know what I think I may do?
What?
I may just open a barbershop.
That's a good idea.
I'm thinking, huh?
Yes, you are. Well, with all those extra arms, I may just go into the glove business.
I may become a jeweler.
Good girl.
Won't those extra arms mean extra wrist watches?
Sure, and extra sleeves for shirts and suits, of course. What fun it'll be waving goodbye when we all have those extra arms.
What about wrestling?
What about boxing?
Stand by. What about knitting?
Yeah, you know what you can do? It'll be entirely possible to knit a sweater and some socks at the same time. That's clever.
You know, I was just thinking the FBI will have quite a problem with all those extra fingerprints.
Could be a mess, I suppose. Well, fingerprints are just going to have to go widescreen, seems to me.
Passport photos will be interesting, too, won't they?
Yeah, be double-headed.
Oh, no, no.
Sure.
Please, Ben.
Come along.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm feeling
relaxed.
Fair,
go lie fair. Down a while.
You know the old saying, Ken, two heads are better than one.
Yes, and how convenient for the person who's addicted to talking to himself.
Well, with mail whizzing around the world at 4,000 miles an hour, I think this two-headed, four-armed man will make an ideal postman. How about that?
Could be just the type we'll need.
May we, may we. No use going to all the trouble of rocketing mail all over the world and have the whole operation slowed down by old-fashioned postmen with just one head and two arms.
Well, just think, though, Bing. These new people sound a little grotesque, don't they?
Maybe bizarre, peculiar, but we'll get used to them. Now, I think maybe a two-headed song is indicated here.
Your head and my head, I guess.
You guessed right, kiddo.
Well, I've only got one noodle, but I use it.
You sure do.
We thought that love was over, that we were really through.
I said I didn't love her, we'd begin anew.
And you can all believe me, we sure intended to.
But we just couldn't say goodbye.
The chair and then the sofa, they broke right down and cried.
The curtains started waving for me to come inside.
I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide.
And we just couldn't say goodbye.
The clock was striking 12 o'clock. It smiled on us below.
With folded hands, it seemed to say, we'll miss you if you go. So I went back and kissed her. When I looked around, the room was singing love songs, dancing up and down.
And now we're both so happy, because at last we found
that we just couldn't say goodbye. And kissed her. When I look around, the room was singing love songs, dancing up and down.
And now we're both so happy, because at last we found
that we just couldn't say goodbye.
Bing, what do you say we make a poem?
You mean right here, just make it up?
Sure, sure, I'll start. For cleaner, fresher, softer clothes.
Let's see, every modern woman knows.
Her laundry washes simply grand.
With water, plus a washer, and
instant Fels naphtha.
What do you think, Rose? Do you think we'll ever replace Robert Frost?
No, no, I don't think so. But then, nothing will ever replace instant Fels naphtha either. You know, Bing, you judge a laundry by a simple rule of three.
That's so right. Is it clean? Is it fresh? Is it soft?
Instant Fels naphtha cleans, freshens, and softens your entire family wash because it washes out every bit of dirt every single time.
That's why the Fels folks say all you need for the cleanest laundry in the whole wide world is water.
A washer?
And Instant Fels naphtha.
Instant Fels naphtha is the one laundry product for the entire family wash. Baby things to blue jeans, lingerie to linen.
Dungarees to dresses. Instant Fels naphtha is a balanced blend of pure and natural ingredients. What do you say, Rosie? Shall we try another verse?
Lead on, Macduff.
For a spotless reputation,
in any laundry situation,
we suggest in our summation, use Instant Fels naphtha.
And don't forget, for dishes, Fells also makes Gentle Fells, the only dishwashing detergent with lanolin D for your hands.
Matter of fact, you know, for a spotless reputation, you can't beat the Fells family of fine cleaning products.
But not for me. A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get this way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that ends this rendezvous.
And both of us hope that you enjoyed it. You know, we have, and we thank you very much.
Bye for now.
Adios.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music may be heard over these same stations each weekday, Monday through Friday. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again.